This has not been the merriest of seasons for the owners, employees, and loyal customers of Video 21 and two of Tallahassee's three Po' Boys restaurants. They have closed, and two other firms, the Paperback Rack and Midtown Manor's Luna Italian Deli, are said to be ready to shut their doors as well. Capital City Villager publisher Joe Berg is a relentless cheerleader for the shop local movement. He says it's just tough for small companies trying to compete in a world dominated by big chains.
Well, there are a lot of factors. One of them is buying power for national chains. Another is advertising exposure. But it's very hard to change and break habits, and it's extremely easy for chains and for national corporations to make habits, especially when they can come into markets, compete on price point, and win that way. Local businesses are always struggling to find new consumers, and it's always hard to keep consumers when the market is always offering new options.
Berg says he's particularly dismayed by the demise of the two Po' Boys operations this week.
This is another institution that defined Tallahassee, and it's gone the wayside, and what seems to be an unending sea of chain restaurants. I don't know how to change that particularly, but it's sad in the holiday season that probably 50 or 75 staff and the owners are all out of jobs. It's local jobs and people who are paying rent and mortgages. Local restaurants and businesses put four times more money back into the local community, so it's not just those 70 jobs.
Jobs which also help support other local businesses when those employees bought products and services from those places. The only solution, Berg says, is to keep reminding consumers that they do have a choice, and the better choice in nearly every case is to spend their dollars as close to home as they can. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.